for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Steve Zhang, your host. Thank you all once again for joining me. And today is a very special day because this is actually going to be the last show of the official term. Because once you think about it, here at the University of British Columbia, here at UBC, what actually is happening is that this is actually the last week of classes, which means that this is the last week, last formal week, I should say, of the term, because right after that, we're going to go right into the exam period. So this is actually quite surreal to me that I've been doing this throughout the entire school year and since May of last year. So I want to thank you for sticking with me through all of this. And don't worry, I'm not stopping it here. I will be broadcasting through the rest of the month. And yeah, let's get it started. I got one song coming up for you, one very great song by a very good Korean girl group called Mamamoo. And what sticks out about them is that they are probably one of the groups out there that has one of the most tremendous lineups of amazing female vocalists. They have such amazing vocal ability, and it's just really great to see a group that can sing and dance and just be an amazing performance group. So the song that I have from them is called Mr. Ambiguous, which I said that really slowly, but from what I gather, it means Mr. Ambiguous. And that kind of really plays into the idea of the song as well, how they're kind of singing about a guy who is just a little bit back and forth. He's not too sure what really is going on. They're not too sure what he's really trying to say. It's like, oh, are you trying to say this? Are you trying to say that? So it's a little bit of a confusion type song, but it is an amazing track. It's got a very nice, jazzy, very funky feel to it, very retro, a little bit vintage, I guess you could say, in that feeling. And, you know, I, as a former jazz musician in the high school jazz band, really love songs with this type of vibe. So let's check it out. That's coming up next, Mamamoo with Mr. Ambiguous.
There is a boy, hello, Mr. Mamamoo. Little chick, calling on edge and help me out. Mamamoo, Mamamoo, 거기 Mr. Mamamoo. 질러보지 마 말고 저 질러봐. Now, 신세승 여러분, let's get on with the show. Darling, it's you. Let's get on with the show.
Darling, it's you. Yeah. 아직 넌 외면 타면 박수 한번 쳐주세요.
That was Mamamoo with Mr. Amemoho, also known as Mr. Ambiguous. And thinking about it just now, it's actually a play off their group name, Mamamoo, because if you kind of, I guess you could say if you abbreviate it or you turn it into an acronym, it's MMOO. MMOO. That's a, I'm not too sure how to explain it really. That's really how they play it off, their name in their songs and in their performances. But very solid group, very solid song. You definitely got to check them out. They're still a rookie group because they debuted only about a year ago. So show them lots of love and, you know, look forward to their next release. So the next song that I have for you is by one of my favorite Mandarin pop artists of all time, Wang Lihong or Li Hong Wang. So this song is called 依然爱你, also known as Still in Love with You. And this song, it wasn't really a formal release on any of his studio albums. It was actually part of a greatest hits album, but it was a special release single, the newest, the one song on the actual album that had been just created at that time. So it was released in late 2011, and it's actually a very simple song. It's got more of an acoustic feel to it, just some simple guitars, a little bit of piano, and a very simple drum beat. And I don't know, for me, it's like songs like that have a certain charm to them. There's a certain appeal in listening to songs that are not overly processed, that are a little bit more organic, I guess you could say. So let's check it out now. It's actually quite self-explanatory. You don't need me to talk about the lyrics too much. It's Mandarin pop music, and it's called Still in Love with You. I think you can put two and two together. Wang Lihong, 依然爱你, Still in Love with You on Asian Wave 101.
一闪一闪亮晶晶, 留下岁月的痕迹, 我的世界的中心, 依然还是你, 一年又一年, 飞时间在一转眼, 唯一永远不改变, 是不停的改变, 我不像从前的自己, 你也有点不像你, 但在我眼中, 你的笑, 依然的美丽, 那些回忆依然无法忘记，我依然爱你，这是唯一的退路，我依然珍惜时时刻刻的幸福，你每个呼吸每个动作每个表情到最后一定会依然爱你、yeah、你每表情到永远一定会依然爱你。
That was Wang Leehong with 依然爱你, Still in Love with You, a very simple song, very sweet song, very sentimental. It's very good mandopop. And I think I should explain myself a little bit because this song, to some of you, may actually be a little bit familiar. This song, if you've ever actually heard the Asian Wave 101 show promo on other shows at different time slots, if you've listened to those shows and you've heard the promo, then you'd know that this song was actually the first one in the promo where I say, hey, we should be listening to some more stuff like this. So I figured it was about time that I played this song. I played all the other songs that were heard in the show promo, but just not this one. So I've been neglecting it a little bit. But I played it now. Hopefully you enjoyed that, and you should definitely check out more of Wang Leehong. Super talented singer, multi-instrumentalist. There's nothing he can't do in terms of music. Definitely want to check it out. Moving on, though, the next track that I have for you is one that's also from the Mandarin music world, but it is by a female singer who goes by the name of Rainy Yang, Yang Chenglin. And the song is called 天使之翼, which translates roughly to Wings of Angels or Angel Wings. And it's off her 2013 album of the same name. Now, the idea behind the song, I'll just read it, some of the lyrics to you real quick, the English translation. Be brave, fly, that's my belief. Just go forth and fall in love. And also another part that says, they've loved until they're crazed, they've loved until it hurts. Angel wings will carry your pain and fly. So the idea behind it is that she's saying, go forth and give your love to whoever. Live life, love, laugh, it's all amazing. Never worry about it and just do it. That's the idea behind it. But then she also kind of mentions that sometimes it does get hard. Sometimes there is pain that can be felt. Sometimes people do get hurt. And the idea is that don't worry about it, because in the end, love is the one that lasts forever. So as if it's on the wings of angels, just let it fly away, let it fade, and let it pass. So it's another very sentimental song. It's another mandopop staple. It's in ballad form, so I'm sure this is more along the lines of certain audiences will enjoy this song, but I personally really like the song because I, as a Mandarin music fan, really do like ballads. I really like songs with this type of feel. There's just something about them. I know I say that a lot, but let's check it out now. Rainy Yang, Angel Wings, coming up next.
藏着优雅的伤，都爱疯了。 翅的翅膀，承载你的忧伤飞翔。心情豁然开朗，浩瀚天际投影在海上，不怕世界虚假，瞳孔里我看见翅膀，勇敢飞翔是我的信仰，横冲直撞爱一场。
Check out this year's fun and thought-provoking films for kids and young at heart. Reel to Reel, April 10th to 17th, features films from around the world and includes hands-on workshops and activities for the whole family. Don't miss the Saturday morning pajama party and Sunday fun day, the weekend of April 11th to 12th at the Van City Theater and Roundhouse Community Center. Reel to Reel runs April 10th to 17th. For more info, check out r2rfestival.org.
Your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Rainy Yang, Angel Wings, reminding us all to go forth and love without restraint, without worry, a really positive message, positively charged song on a positively charged show. So that was really good. Amazing song, amazing ballad. Definitely got a good message behind it as well. And Rainy actually hasn't been putting out a lot of music lately, but she has taken more of a turn towards acting, which is actually more or less how she got started in the industry in the first place. So if you are into television dramas, especially Asian dramas, you definitely want to check out some of her acting. It's really not that bad. She's actually really good at acting, so she's really making a name for herself as an actress, too. But moving on, though, I want to talk a little bit about the reality competition show Unpretty Rap Star. So if you've been listening to the show for the past little bit, you would have known that I've been talking about this show quite a bit. And to kind of continue on the same topic, but just deviating a little bit, I want to talk a little bit, just a little bit, about member Jessica Ho, or contestant Jessie on Unpretty Rap Star. And the reason being is that before she was a part of Unpretty Rap Star, she had actually spent 10 years as a solo singer, and she had actually done something with the hip-hop group Uptown for a little bit as well. And the reason why this is significant is because in 2014, she actually made her return as a singer under YMC Entertainment, which is the same label that signs Korean singer Hwisung, and she made a comeback as a part of the co-ed group Lucky J. And co-ed groups in South Korean music are actually extremely, extremely rare. Whether it's pop music or indie music, you don't hear about co-ed groups all that much. And the group is composed of herself, Jessie, Jaekyun, and male vocalist Jae-yo. The song that I heard from them was called Tereni, which from what I gather, it means "Can you hear me?" And it's got a very powerful sound to it. It's got a very inspirational vibe, kind of a very uplifting aura. So I want to play that song for you right now. And the way the song is structured is that Jessie, who has actually a very powerful voice, singing voice, is singing on the chorus. The male vocalist then goes and he sings the verse. And then the last half of the verse is done by their rapper. And again, very inspirational feel to it, very powerful sound, and I was actually really, really surprised when I heard this song, because I kind of saw it in passing, and then I decided to take a listen to it, and then this was after watching Unpretty Rap Star, so then I was looking at it, and then I said, hey, that girl looks mad familiar, and then thinking about it, and then I thought back a little bit, and it's like, oh my god, that's Jessie from Unpretty Rap Star. So this one was a big surprise. And if there are any of you out there that have been keeping up with Unpretty Rap Star as well, this will definitely be a huge shock to you as well. So let's check it out. Lucky J, Can You Hear Me?
Every night, 우리 매일 같은 얘기 미안하다는 말 더 이상 못 들어주겠어 제발 그만 좀 해 점점 더 굳자해 There's no way, say no more, yeah
난 네 앞에서 웃음을 잃어버린 광대처럼 아무 말도 못한 채 그저 서 있어 I know 전부는 실수라는 거 되돌릴 순 없을까 너와 내 가능성 아무리 생각해봐도 답은 없어 버퍼링이 걸리든 삐걱거리든 우리는 관계에 난 지쳤어 네 눈물 뻔한 레파토리 그 따위 간지러운 말은 다 집어치워
없어 사랑해라는 말 이제는 느낌조차 없어 제발 이러지 마 여기서 끝내줘
Bye
No love no more
몇 번이나 말했잖아 다 집어치우자고 이따위 감성팔이 대화는 너는 못 참겠어 지금 전화오는 건 혹시 그놈이니 심박수가 늘어나는 걸 넌 못 느끼니 내가 누굴 만나고 난 상관없어 이제 무뎌질 만큼 무뎌져 내게 줄 감정 그딴 건 없어 음소거 내 창밖에 풍겨 지겨웠어 누이 여에게 좀 잠겨
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Lucky J with Terini, Can You Hear Me? And to keep with this flow, the current vibe that we've set with the Unpretty Rap Stars, we got the winner of Season 1 of Unpretty Rap Star, Cheetah, with their special track, Coma 07.
Blackout, 넌 몰라 여긴 존재하지 않는 곳 아까 그건 사실 소리 없는 내 절규곳 내 틀어막힌 코윗내 조용하게 감긴 눈으로 내 미동 없는 몸뚱아리를 가만히 내려다보는 일 What the fuck 이게 뭔지 말해줘 난 당장 설명이 필요한데 뭐라 짓거려대 내 생명의 불씨를 다시 지필요한데 네가 뭔데 맘대로 정리해 지금 내 의식은 멀쩡해 상상도 못하겠지 채사 그러니까 정신에 새겨 이거 완전히 미쳤어 네가 뭐래도 여기선 내가 신이야 준지 설명이 안 돼 믿을 수 없지 잘 들어 다신 이야기 안 해줘 집중해 지금 너에게 필요한 건 맹신이야 이걸 듣고도 못 믿으면 그냥 너 모든 걸 놓친 병신이야 거기 넌 누구야 가망 없다는 헛소리 짓거리는 거 다 들려 나 말 좀 하게 이것 좀 대봐 모든 사람이 꺼리는 거 호스 호기 굴곡인 바늘 긴박한 바이탈 사인 이제 알겠어 지금 내 상태는 콤마 거긴 no limit 겪어봤어 그게 지금 내가 리밋이 없는 이유 내 초연함과 의연함은 남 같은 초연함을 처형한 그날이오 Hades Kiss my ass 죽음을 이기고 부활해 난 살아있는 전설이 돼 다들 그렇게 찾는 기적은 여기서 그냥 날 보면 돼 Can you see me now? 날 따라하려고 꽤나 열심히 나 해봐도 안 되지 Bitch I'm it No fiction No limit 난 꿈에서 살다 살아왔어 넌 꿈에서 깨나 망설임 없이 킥을 날려 그게 뭐라도 Bitch I'm it 고치되기 거부했었지만 난 어쩔 수 없는 화중군자 내게 현실은 족도 아냐 더러움은 묻지 않지 그 화중군자가 맺어로 사는 너 그 향기는 가짜에 신하지 않아 아무리 우려내도 신하지 않아 아무도 거기에 취하지 않아 널 취하지 않아 반면 내 영혼과 빛에 시너지나마 눈과 귀를 적시지 간접적인 경험 그렇게나마 넌 그곳을 상상해봐 밝은 너도만의 시원한 뜨거움 느리고 빠르게 멈춰있는 까만 별 여긴 콤마 Going down.
I'm going up higher.
I'm going up higher.
Coma 07, a special track from the winner of Season 1 of Unpretty Rap Star, Cheetah. And this song was a very powerful and very evocative song. It was about her life and death struggle in 2007 when she was put into a coma after being accidentally hit by a bus, and just the uncertainty of whether or not she would actually survive unscathed and go through it. And it's just about her struggling through it all, overcoming it all, and declaring that she will be rising to the top, that she will reach the top, and she will be the absolute best, and that no one was stopping her, and that she was never backing down. Amazing track, and I'm really happy that Unpretty Rap Star has been giving opportunities for amazing rappers like Cheetah to really get their voices heard, really get their music out there, and get their names known to the general public. So much props to Unpretty Rap Star, even though it's a reality competition show. Much props to you for exposing Cheetah, and we hope to hear more from her in the future. Now is that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. The first story that I have for you is from Hong Kong, an update on the production of Ip Man 3. The estate of the legendary martial artist Bruce Lee is aiming to stop his appearance in the upcoming film. The Ip Man film series is based on the life of the martial artist Ip Man, who was the founder of the Wing Chun discipline and was known as one of the first instructors of Bruce Lee. Pegasus Motion Pictures, the company producing the film, has announced that their plan was to have a young Bruce Lee appear in the film alongside Donnie Yen, who plays Ip Man, through the use of CGI. The film's producers have previously stated that they were unable to find an actor with the same intensity to play an actual Bruce Lee, so they decided to go for a CGI route. Bruce Lee Enterprises LLC, or BLE, has stated that it holds undisputed and sole ownership of all intellectual property rights and other related rights such as his name, image, and persona, as well as his writing, photographs, logos, and even his signature and voice. Chris Storti, COO and general counsel for Bruce Lee Enterprises, has stated that Bruce Lee's estate is justifiably shocked with Pegasus's completely unauthorized intention to use Bruce Lee's image in their film. To state it in no uncertain terms, BLE intends to seek all remedies available to it to stop Pegasus from including the computer-generated version of Bruce Lee in Ip Man 3, Storti stated. Pegasus reportedly has the cooperation of Robert Lee, Bruce Lee's brother, who they assert holds the rights to his brother's intellectual property and image, whereas BLE has stated that Robert is not the owner and is in no way representative of Bruce Lee Enterprises or anything tied to Bruce Lee's name. Lawyers from both parties have been involved, with more to be announced in the future. So after going through this story and reading a bit more about this particular piece of news, I can definitely see where BLE is coming. The late Bruce Lee's image is not something to be used lightly, and especially not for profit. But no real information has been given at this time. A lot of information has remained secret, that we don't know the true intentions of Pegasus, and I will keep you updated about this story as it develops further. So please do stick around, and I will promise to keep you updated on this. The next story is about an April Fool's joke that caught the attention of the K-pop world last week. For some time now, there have been rumors floating around that Jessica Jung, former member of Girls' Generation, would be making a solo debut sometime in the future. Last week, an image surfaced, reportedly the cover of her new single. The song was titled Fusum, or F-U-S-M, and shows Jessica holding up her middle fingers. The image was accompanied by a description saying that the song was for her fans, that it was about an oppa who doesn't love you anymore, quote unquote. It was reported that the song was a rap song and that she wrote the lyrics herself. However, on closer inspection, it is quite easy to tell that the image was created in Photoshop and that it was fake. If that was not enough to give away that it was not legitimate, a second image was included, which was very obviously a Photoshop project, of former EXO members Chris and Luhan striking the same pose with the caption that the three of them would be performing the song FUSM, or Fusum, whatever you want to call it, together. On further observation, Fusum is simply an abbreviated way of saying F-U-S-M. The prank did have some people believing that the single was legitimate, but it was a simple joke while taking a not-too-subtle jab at SM Entertainment, the label that once signed Chris and Luhan before their contract disputes, and the same one that supposedly forced Jessica out of SNSD or Girls' Generation. Now, jokes like this, with the amazing Photoshop ability of whoever created that image, had many people believing that the song was indeed legitimate and that, you know, it would be a single. However, it is all in good fun. You find out that it is actually quite obviously a joke while taking some shots at SM Entertainment for being a bad agency, not managing their contracts well, or for whatever reason. All the same time, best of luck to all three of these individuals in all their endeavors. Chris and Luhan are becoming actors, and Jessica has many things going on for her in Hong Kong right now. And maybe in the future, maybe if they really do get angry enough, or maybe fans if they get angry enough, a true song of FUSM Entertainment will surface in the future. And that will actually do it for this week's Asian News segment. Tune back in next week when we cover some more stories to come out of the Asian entertainment world. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got some more music on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Wand is Victoria musician Derek Jansen. This Saturday, April 11th, with openers Chastity Belt and Vex, Wand plays the Cobalt. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. Advance tickets are available for $10 from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and online. Brought to you by Timbre Concerts and CITR.
Various members of the CITR Student Executive sit in and host this blend of music and banter about campus and community news, arts, and pop culture. Dropins, welcome! Student Special Hour, every Tuesday at 1 to 2 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM, and now it is that time of the week where we show some love to our special Canadian artist. And this week I have the Toronto-based hip-hop artist D. Pride here with his song Plan A off his new mixtape of the same name. And this song is absolutely amazing. It is such a touching one. It's so uplifting. And honestly, Plan A, it says it all. What he really wants to say is that you do you. You do what makes you happy, what feels good, because you're doing Plan A. You're doing what you want to do, and you're doing what's really right for you. Forget what everyone else says. So especially at this time where it's the final exam period, it's the home stretch here at the University of British Columbia, all the students are bunkering down, ready for their exams, ready to get their grind on, to, you know, really crank out those numbers, read those books, write those essays, and just get it all done. This is for you. Inspiration to get you through this particularly difficult time. D. Pride, Plan A, coming up next.
Last night I hit you up, you wanted to hang. After I picked you up, we talked about everything. And you said, how's your life, things have changed with you. I see the life money made for you. I told you, what do you mean? You looked at me in the eyes, said no offense to your life. I see the things that you're doing, I gotta ask, what if it doesn't work out? What if it all goes away? What if this doesn't work out? Can't think of that because I've always known to stick to plan A. Yeah. And now I'm everything I said I wouldn't be. Soon as that money came, I swear you're scared to look at me. And I got older, so did you. So did everything around me. All these cigarettes and blondies got my skies all fucking cloudy. Say goodbye to my old self. Naive, the person I'd hate to know. I've matured, seen the world in a vision of someone grown. Cause I moved out at 16, I learned this world on my own. I've caught these flights and these feelings off running, chasing some bitches and go. I'm out of control. Speaking to family and friends through the phone in two different cities, just living alone. And my girlfriend broke up with me cause I'm so focused on goals, Porsches and Ranges. They be like Russ, you just made some provocative changes. Drinking my problems away, bottles of that Moet and Rosé. Short and they got me waiting. It's 212 to that 905 to that 416 to like overseas. Player of the game, I own the team and I make the plays. Nobody's coaching me. Forget a fake friend, family only. I'm trying to make me famous, I ain't trying to be Coney. See friends through Ray-Bans, see my homies through Oakleys. Cause I'm keeping them focused, money never control me. That could bring you down, your homies bring you higher. I got the key and pitch to life, they talking major, minor. Grandma died when I got signed, best friend died when my first tape dropped. Mama got cancer when my second tape came, set by the high school. And then my whole life changed, so we grind so hard, ball so hard, live so hard. Spit these bars, started out with dreams and three stars nailed to my bedroom wall. Only the beginning. It's time to push it now and get rid of everyone that tried to put me down. This is it, partner, what we came to do. And this is what you made, each and every one of you. Cry.
What if it doesn't work out? What if it all goes away? What if this doesn't work out? Can't think of that because I've always on a stick to play.
D. D-Pride with Plan A. If you haven't had a chance yet, I sincerely do recommend that you go and check out his mixtape. It's available online. You can listen to it all online. And I believe this year he actually has it for free download as well. So definitely want to check it out. It's one of his best works yet. And if you haven't given it a closer listen, you definitely want to hear Plan A again. It's just such an uplifting thing. And you can really hear kind of, it's his story as well. And it's a story that's is in some ways relatable to people like for people like us, because it's just about going for what you want and doing what you want, and above all doing what makes you happy. So definitely go and check that out. And moving on, we're going to bring this back to the Mandarin pop world real quick with a song by the Dolphin Princess of Chinese pop music, aka Jane Zhang or Zhang Liangyin. The song that I have from her today is called Yongyuan, which means forever, and it's off her 2014 studio album, The Seventh Sense. And this song, like the rest of the album, is actually a bit of a departure from her previous sound of more ballad-heavy, more sentimental songs. This one is slightly more lighthearted, but the idea behind it is that love is a fleeting thing, that it changes like habits and seasons. And she kind of poses this question to the one that she loves by saying, is it possible that they can love forever, that it can last for an eternity? Because she doesn't just want it to be this thing that happens and then disappears. She wants it to be this thing that's always there, that's solid, that's steadfast, and that's strong. So very sweet song, sentimental as well. But this one, again, departure from her usual ballad stuff. This one is got a bit more of a contemporary R&B vibe to it. And if you watch the music video, she looks absolutely stunning. And she actually dances a little bit. So this is definitely something new from her. Let's check it out right now. Jane Zhang, Yongyuan, or Forever, coming up next.
Can we love forever? all I got.
Welcome to brand new 영역인 새 역사를 쓰게 되는 go. Go. 날 비롯해 로봇인 벙키 더 스윙스까지 대세는 us. 형 실력과 목소린 기고 형 뺨치는 숨은 보석. Now it's time to shine. I see brand new 매 맞자. We're ill. Brand new가 잘하는 ill. 하고픈 거 하면 돈 버는 ill. 차트맨 ill. Number one ill. All kill of the ill. 준비된 샴페인 and candle. 만취해 내 자고 scandal. You fuck them haters, I fuck them again. 돌려가며 having fun.
Taewon, aka C Love, with History off his 2014 EP As I Am. He truly is making history with his voice right there. It's very rare to hear R&B like this in 2015, and honestly, it's made me such a big fan. I love R&B music. I love hip-hop as well. Shout out to Brand New Music and all their amazing artists for holding it down, keeping it real, honestly, and showing some love to the roots of the genres that they perform in. So definitely go and check out more of Taewon, support Brand New Music and San-E as well, and hopefully San-E, who is making a comeback in the near future, will produce another amazing hit like Body Body Language. So we've reached the last song for today, and the track that I'm going to leave you with is by Singaporean singer-songwriter JJ Lin in a collaboration with Ah Xin of Taiwanese rock band Mayday. Their song is called Hei An Qi Shi, which translates roughly to The Dark Knight. So this one is actually a direct reference to the Christian Bale films, The Dark Knight, the Batman movies. And with this song, it's actually a very, very, very big departure from the usual Mandopop staple. What this one is actually doing is that he's actually doing a little bit of social commentary, and he's talking about certain social problems of certain rising and falling and certain declines within the society as a whole, and how there is a need for a hero to stand out, how that, in a way, everyone has the ability to create that perfect superhero movie ending. And that he is using the song to kind of convince the people that he is singing to really be that voice for change.
love me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see?